please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I'm on the prowl. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well, are kicking ass and doing the best things in life. Yeah, you know who else is having a good life? This fucking chick. Yes, remember this fucking bitch? She was the one that was fucking Sam, Altman Fried or whatever? This chick? Yeah, with all those altcoins? Yeah, she's out of jail. So yeah, she's looking for a boyfriend. So which one of you guys wants to fuck her? Yeah, she's not bad. She's skinny. Yeah, her face is like, But hell, isn't she Jewish? So I'm sure she's into pedophilia. So if you guys into that shit, there you go. Enjoy. Oh yes, you know who's not having a good time? Look at this fake fucking woman. Yes, I'm not calling her fake because all women are fake. I'm calling her a fake female because that's a tranny. That's a man, man. So let's see what this fucker is saying. Yes, this motherfucker is saying that the war has already started and is declaring war against Republicans. Fun times indeed. Well, let's play the clip.
Hello. My name is Scarlett Kelly, and I am officially declaring war on the Republican Party. If you are a Republican on TikTok and you want to interact with me...
Oh yeah, this fucking fake fucking chick is fucking stupid. Saying, I'm declaring war on the Republican Party! What a fake-ass fucking person, yeah. Fucking fake as a woman and fake as a fucking human being. You're not gonna do fuck. Yes, friends, it's fucking bullshit. Oh yeah, and incidentally, be careful with gold and silver. Yeah, they're starting to put fucking bullshit in it, so like that is not worth as much. Yes, friends, that's how fake fucking and gay the world is. People do bullshit like this. So no, friends, be careful. You accept no imitations, friends. Either you're real or you're not. And if you're fake, fuck off. Just saying.
You deserve to die. You deserve to be shot. You deserve whatever suffering could possibly come to you.
So fucking stupid, yes. And people like this always cry about equality, that they're racist against them, that they're phobic against that. But look what they fucking do. They're spreading all this hate, so they're gonna start hurting people and shit. Yeah, ain't that fun, friends? Yes, you can't break bread with these motherfuckers, so if they're gonna war against you, then maybe, you know, do the same thing, quid pro quo, as Hannibal Lecter said, right? Well, let's continue.
If you are a Republican and try to start any of that kind of nonsense with me in person, you will lose your life.
Oh, yeah, you got to see that. Yeah, this bitch or dude fucking threatened Republicans' lives. So, yeah, that's a death threat. It's not to a specific Republican, but yeah, if you're a Republican, there you go. Booyaka. Yes, friends, I love to threaten and, you know, do things to people too, but I can't because I don't want to go to jail. Yes, there's people that I like to see dead too, but, you know. Yes, I have my naughty list, what can I say, but, people are fucking stupid. Yes, friends, you hold that shit close to your heart, so when the war starts, then you could start busting them out. You're naughty, you're nice, you're naughty, ooh, you're extra naughty. Bullet? Anyways, let's continue.
This is war, I am not joking. It's done. You are not an American anymore. You're out.
You see? You're out. Yeah, guess strike three and you're out. This motherfucker's willing to nuke you. Yes, friends. No, you don't do this shit. Yes, me personally, I'd rather leave the country if it gets to get away from you fucking freaks. But where are you gonna go, really? Yeah, I could go to Mexico, but there's fucking jerk-offs over there. You got lefty fucking cocksuckers from here in the US moving over there, and they're gentrifying that shit. I don't mind the gentrification because fuck the WebEx we're doing it over here in the US now, you know, quid pro quo, so a favor for a favor, dick is what I gave her. So, yeah, you don't do that shit if you don't like it when people do it to you back. Yeah, don't fuck around if you don't like getting fucked with, so don't do that. So yes, this tranny is looking for pain. Yes, you think this person's gonna be able to stop you? No. Yes, I hate fucking Republicans and Democrats the same. Yes, they're both pieces of shit for different reasons. Why? Because look at the shit that's happening right now in the world. They're both doing the shits. So yeah, fuck them both, in my opinion. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusions. So yeah, let's continue.
You're off the list. You've been naughty. Like, come on. We're gonna start giving you the call.
Uh-oh, you're being very, very naughty, Tranny Tim. Yes, it looks like someone's going to give you a couple of lumps of coal in your stocking stuffer. Yes, friends, you're a fucking stupid. Don't you agree, friends? Yes, this guy is fucking stupid. Yes, you're threatening people, and then you think people are going to attack you? Yeah, remember, you're trying to fight, so you a weakened man. So, yeah, I know you have more muscle than you could take out a woman, but what happens when you take on a fully functioning male that didn't trinify himself? Yes, friends, this guy has to deal with that shit, so that'll be fucking funny. Yeah, I wonder what would happen. You get one of those guys that turn into tranny chicks, and then you put them into a fucking ring with a regular dude. Yeah, I bet that guy will get his fucking ass smashed. I'm not talking about the regular dude, I'm talking about the tranny dude chick thing. Anyways, let's continue.
In the form of massive stones on top of a slab of wood on top of you. Have a wonderful day.
Well, I'll try to have a wonderful day, but I hope you have a fucked up day, because you're a piece of shit trying to hurt people. Yeah, so you're a fucking retard. Yeah, this guy says that he wants to kill people and have a wonderful day. No, we don't do that shit, but fuck him. He's gonna get his comeuppance sooner or later. Yeah, he's either gonna commit suicide or someone's gonna take him out. But that's what he wants. But anyways, look at this dumb bitch. She's 28, and she's invoking in pedophilic tendencies out of her subs because she acts like a little kid. Now you know why I make fun of these dumb bitches? Well, let's play the clip.
Thank you, Chad, for 15,000 subs. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes,
the Torah is clear.
This dumb bitch, instead of acting like a fucking little kid, she should be doing her part in producing children. Yes, you have a womb, all you gotta do is find a man to fucking implant a baby, and in the long run you'll be happy, instead of fucking doing your stupid perversions online. Yes, friends, you see how stupid women are? All these fucking retarded people in the fucking world, all the shit that they're doing, they're the ones destabilizing the world, and we have to put up with this shit. But don't worry, once war gets to get us started, we get to clean this shit up. Yes, we have to become garbage men and throw out the trash. But oh well, that's the fucking life that we have. That's our fate. But that's okay, after we clean up house, we get to raise up our feet and enjoy. And hopefully you guys have a great time when that happens. I know I will. Enjoy.
I never ever thought that I would hit so many subs, so thank you for your support.
Yeah, look at her sexy little face. Doesn't she need to get raped? Just an opinion, you know? Yeah, she wants to act like a little kid, then maybe you should grab her and start smacking her fucking ass and beating it raw. Yes, a bit of good spanking will make your fucking pussy tingle. Don't you agree? But hell, friends, this is the stuff they have to deal with. Yeah, she's supposed to be a wife and mother, but no, she'd rather go on the internet and start making guna material for fucking perverts. Yes, fun times indeed. Now, do you understand why women should be listened to and only there for just to make sandwiches and babies? Yes, just rape a bitch. In the long run, she'll love you forever. That's what they're made for. It's not that hard. Yes, and let me bring up another clip of a chick that was trying to be a man and is de-transitioning back to a woman. Yes, fun times indeed.
They told you what was going to happen before you started testosterone, so really it's your fault. You should have been paying more attention.
Yes, friends, you think these people will be there to protect you and show you the way? No, these fuckers are just there just to use you and make money off of you. That's how you don't become a fucking tranny. This is a fucking lie. And this poor woman has to deal with bullshit because, oh yes, when you fuck with your body and you try to go back, it's not gonna go back. Just saying.
See, but they didn't, though. They told me the outwardly observable effect that I would immediately notice. Like, that my voice was going to drop.
Yeah, sounds like you've been yelling for a long, long time and you lost your voice. That's what that sounds like. Yeah, too bad, and you kind of have like this little weird Dee Schneider look to you. Yeah, that's sad. I'm sure when you were, you know, before all that shit, you would have been a beautiful woman. And unfortunately, because your mind has been full of shit because of fucking assholes, they did this to you. And I truly feel sorry. Because, yeah, what if this thing sterilized you? Yeah. So, let's get to watch her woes. Yes, that's why she's a woman, because of the woes. Well, let's continue.
Not that my vocal cords were going to dramatically thicken, and that a lot of women's larynxes aren't big enough to accommodate that thickness.
Yes, lady, you wanted to become a man, but you know that entails all kinds of shit. You have to work till the day you die. You gotta put up with loneliness and people's bullshit and people trying to fuck with you. Yes, not just the physical, but also the emotional and mental shit that you have to deal with. Yeah, it's not easy being a man, but it does have its rewards. Not right now, you just gotta wait after the war starts. And after that, then the rewards come to men, but not before, unfortunately. But let's continue.
Meaning that my voice just always hurts. I snored last night, apparently, because my throat has hurt all day.
What is your opinion? So your voice hurts because of that operation you did. Yes, lady, you should have never done that. And people should have told you better. You should have been better informed. What happened to your parents? Yes, they weren't good parents. But yes, hopefully now you know better and you could teach people better things now.
It also means that I can't scream or raise my voice above a certain volume. I used to do theater. They knew that. That was something very important to me. And I've lost that ability because I can't project my voice anymore.
Oh, that sucks. So you can't do theater or sing or any of that other shit. Yeah, so you were one of those theater kids. Oh, that sucks. And now you can't do theater shit no more. Well, you wanted to be a tranny and now you got tranified and now you're on the other side. Yes. So hopefully it could be a cautionary tale and you tell other people not to do that tranny shit. But I'm sure they'll try to silence you. But what other cause do you have? I would do that because, you know, people do some fucked up things. Why do you think I started my channel? One of the reasons, because I'm tired of being fucked with, but you do you, boo.
They told me that I might experience vaginal dryness.
Oh, so your pussy is dry? Oh, damn. Well, maybe I got something that could fix that. Maybe a big hard cock will lubricate that pussy of yours. Yeah, inseminate that shit. Oh, yeah, and then you got enough lubrication to last you for days. And you might get pregnant. Who knows? You never know, right? Well, let's continue.
Not that the cells in my gynecological and urological anatomy are highly estrogen dependent, and that depleting them of that estrogen by going on testosterone is almost certainly going to cause them to irreversibly atrophy.
Okay, so your pussy is drier than the Sahara, so I guess you don't can't get no yeast infections, so I guess it won't smell like fucking an open sewer down there. Oh, shit. Yes, and I bet you guys are wondering, why am I censoring these things? They're naked. It's because on MGTOW.TV, they got their servers in Utah, and those guys don't like porn, so yeah, I'm trying to not get them in trouble because then we lose this, so that's the only reason why I'm doing that. If not, I would say fuck it. But yeah, I don't want to be getting MGTOW.TV burned. No, 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 don't do that. If you're going to burn somebody, burn people that deserve it. Not him. AMR is a good dude, and he deserves the best. Just an opinion. Yeah, I'm not trying to suck his dick. It's just, you know, we need to protect each other, because if we don't, who else will, right? Well, let's continue.
Which causes a slew of issues, ranging from, yes, vaginal dryness and pain and bleeding upon penetration.
Oh, it hurts while you get penetrated? Guess what, lady? Then I need to penetrate you. Fun times indeed.
To losing the ability to give vaginal birth. To urinary incontinence and pelvic floor dysfunction.
Well, I didn't know what pelvic floor dysfunction is, so here we go. It says, pelvic floor dysfunction refers to a group of disorders involving abnormal function of the pelvic floor muscles and connective tissues which support the bladder, bowel, and reproductive organs.
Uh-oh,
SpaghettiOs. It affects up to 50% of women at some point of their lives, though it also impacts up to 16% of men. They probably faggots. The condition can result from weakened muscles, hypotechnicity, okay, over tight or tense muscles, hyperpertechnicity, or poor condition leading to symptoms such as urinary incontinence, leaking urine with coughing, sneezing, or exercise. Oh shit, so when you move around, you fucking leak? God damn it, leaky faucet. Fecal incontinence or constipation? Pelvic pain, pressure, or aching? Fucking A. Painful intercourse. Dyspareunia? So it hurts when you get fucked. Nice. Oh, shit. Feeling of a bulge or heaviness in the vagina or rectum. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Incomplete emptying of bladder or bowel. Oh, so you have some fucking stuff left in the tank, huh? Nice. Pelvic organ prolapse. Prolapse doesn't mean it fucking, ooh, does it pop out? Like a prolapsed anus? That's what I would assume. Gross. Well, this is what happens when you want to be a tranny. Now you got trannified. So, enjoy.
I've seen a lot of informed consent packets from these gender clinics, and I have never seen one actually go into detail about what vaginal dryness.
Well, maybe they should stop putting some warning labels like they do on cigarette packets on foreign cigarettes. Yeah, they put this shit in one of those little pamphlets and maybe people be changing their minds. Yeah, imagine they show your pussy, your dick looking like this.
Gee, let's do that!
Yeah, right, huh. Well, let's continue.
Tales. It's also crazy to me to imply that I, as a 14-year-old 8th grader, or the kids that they do this to are as young as 11, could comprehend the lifelong implications of being incontinent.
Yes, that's so fucking stupid. You know what else is stupid? That they want to give kids the right to vote. It's bad enough that women vote, so... Yes, let's keep on doing this fucking bullshit. See what happens. Let's continue.
And not being able to have penetrative sex or give birth vaginally. That's not something that a child can consent to.
Hell, children consent to nothing. Yeah, that's why they're children, but people still fucking push it down their throats, saying, oh, this is good for you. Parents do that shit too, but it is what it is. Hell, there's a lot of things that's happening in the world that I'm not consenting to. Yes, look how the world is run. Look how my country is run. It runs like shit because of fucking assholes. But this is the world that we live in. Yes, these people shouldn't be fucking let to get free rein, but they do. What can you do, right? I got ideas, but we're not there yet. Yes, but everyone's fucking brain dead. That's okay, we could always use their bodies for making babies, right? Oh, man. Yes, the world is so fucked up, but that's alright, friends. Sooner or later, all this stuff's gonna get washed away. And then, the men that do survive, get to rebuild. So become one of those men. Yes, friends. The future is going to be glorious. Just survive the bullshit. And hopefully I'm there with you. If not, then, oh well, it is what it is. Well, goodbye, friends.
After years of pushing wind and solar, BlackRock's Larry Fink now admits forcing economies onto intermittent power was a mistake. We need dispatchable power, he says, or risk energy shortages. That admission comes after grids have already been weakened, though, after bills have already surged, and after energy security has long been eroded. Then there's Bill Gates. In 2019, Gates said he had divested from fossil fuels, but his filings show otherwise. In 2024, the Gates Foundation Trust held hundreds of millions of dollars in fossil fuel companies, its largest exposure in years. Today, the companies backed by Gates emit more CO2 annually than Russia, Japan, and Germany combined. Like Fink, Gates has conceded that reliable energy is indispensable, and that he no longer considers global warming an existential threat. The timing of this backtracking isn't a coincidence. It comes as the elites envision a new golden control method. Artificial intelligence. AI data centers require enormous energy inputs that intermittent renewables simply cannot provide. Wind and solar were imposed on economies, but they are not good enough for AI data centers. When elite infrastructure is at stake, dispatchable power suddenly matters. Climate change has served its purpose, though. Increased control and a massive wealth transfer